Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
So Lindsay Bennett will be known to many of you as the young mom of two who earlier this year settled her High Court action after she allegedly had her cervical smear slides misinterpreted. The strength Lindsay has shown in the face of such a difficult journey has inspired so many of you. And we really wanted to open the show this morning with a chat with Lindsay, who has some good news to share after her recent trip to Mexico for treatment. First of all, Lindsay, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jen. Thanks for having me. That's actually my girl's favourite song, that Katy Perry one. They always putting it on.
Oh, I'm so glad. It could have gone horribly wrong at the beginning if I played something else. So I'm delighted to play that. And it really does sum you up and your voice that we've been hearing, and so much so. Can you tell us about your trip to Mexico? I mean, how did you get on?
Yeah, so Mexico, it was 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I think about day 8 or 9, I was like really missing the girls. But then, you know, I kind of brought it back around and I was like, no, you could do this. I got really good news in the fact that the tumours in my lymph nodes, there is shrinkage. Now, the one down below my pelvis, there isn't any change. But the thing is, it hasn't got bigger either. So, you know, they're saying that it's great news and that, you know, we consider it that it's stable, you know,
right.
But obviously there's still so much to do and need to continue doing all the treatments and stuff as best I can.
Lindsay, so I understand you were there for 4 weeks of intensive treatment. Was it to boost your immune system? Is that what the treatment was for?
Yeah, so I went with the hope that, okay, this is going to boost my body up mm-hmm. the best that it can. So, you know, for harder treatments that I want to do at home, like the Pembro, I was like, at least my body can hopefully be in the best shape that it can while obviously having cancer. And I said to myself, it'll be a bonus if it actually helps the cancer, even though, I mean, it's called Hope for Cancer, the centre. So they do hope that it will help shrink your cancer. But I went with just wanting to make me as well as I can be, and it just surpassed my hopes. I couldn't believe it. Like, there is loads of people who have had so many amazing stories from that actual centre, which is one of the reasons I went, because I actually spoke to people who've gone, and then I even got to see how many good results there was from other people that were there at the same time as me.
What kind of treatment is involved? Is there a lot of holistic stuff and healthy eating and medication? Like, what's involved?
Yeah, so the eating wise, everything is organic. And then even though we think all our fruit and veg is so healthy and wonderful for us, they actually, you know, say to me what kind of veg and fruit that I might not actually be able to have because of my cancer. And then I went through a serious amount of heat treatments,
yeah.
And then I also get an injection, so I do nearly every day. That's an immunotherapy. It's just not a toxic one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they do counselling. They come at you literally mind, body and spirit, so they do, and try to fix you as a complete whole.
It sounds phenomenal. Did you make any pals when you were over there? Or was it quite a lonely experience? Like, it's a long time to be away from your girls and your family. Like, what was it like?
Yeah, I know. Well, I think the lockdown in Ireland somehow prepared me for a time away, but not for my girls.
Yeah.
That is for sure. And since I've come home, it's probably a good thing people aren't allowed to visit, because the house looks like a small tornado has gone through it.
That's the thing when mammies go away. No offence to daddies or other partner or whatever. But there's a fair amount of cleaning to be done when you get home, isn't there?
Yeah, I know. And then bringing home all the stuff and nothing is unpacked. I'm just like, apart from the prezzies, that's the first thing the girls want.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah,
can we talk about your girls? Yeah. Zoe is 12 and Hayley is 7. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Do they know to the extent about your illness? Do they know, or do they just think mommy isn't well at the moment? What goes on in their heads?
Yes. So when I got diagnosed the first two times, I like sat down with the girls and I said to them that, you know, mammy's sick, she's got cancer, and that I am going to the hospital, and that the hospital think that they have the medication to make me better, or the medicine. And they were like, you know, fine, great, delighted. And then this time I had to sit down and say, look, you know, mammy's got her cancer again, but this time the hospital don't think they've got the medicine to make her better. And, you know, mammy might have to be an angel. And so they, you know, Zoe was brilliant. She turned around and she goes, no, you're a positive mammy. You're a warrior. You've got this. And Hayley was like, yeah, you do. And so that's kind of how I have approached it with them. Because like that, they don't know how serious cancer is. And I think that they just don't really believe that mammy could ever become an angel. But, you know, I will keep talking to them kind of closer each step of the way. Like, I mean, the fact that Mexico went, you know, even better than I could have planned, you know, you just don't know what could happen. And as I said before, I'm hopeful. I'm not delusional. So it's only when things, you know, if they start getting bad again, that I will approach it again and be like, look, mammy's cancer's got a little worse. But yeah, no, I've tried to be honest with them, but not scare them.
Mother's Day at the weekend, how did you spend it? Did you get breakfast in bed? Did you get flowers? Did you get perfume made out of flowers from the garden? What happened? Tell us.
Oh, so it was amazing. I came home on Saturday after isolation, COVID tests and all that. And I surprised them, because I didn't let the girls know that I was actually back in Ireland, because I didn't know. I'd known I'd been as safe as I could, but I didn't know how long isolation could take, or where you could accidentally pick up coronavirus, no matter how safe you are. And so I surprised them then when I did have the all clear, and my sister very kindly had organized with them. They'd made cards and stuff, but she'd gotten balloons and they'd picked out flowers and stuff for me as well. So it was so lovely to come home. And Hayley was so proud of her card. She made us take three different pictures. One would show on the front, the back and the middle of the card.
Oh, a masterpiece, an absolute masterpiece, it sounds like. So you really want to still get the message out there that, you know, women should still attend their smear appointments. Isn't that right? I mean, that's one of the biggest messages that you want to get out to the Irish public, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Jen. Like, they are so, so, so important. And that's why I'm so grateful that the amount of women, they're like, do you know what? I was putting it off and then I seen your story. And, you know, I'm so glad that you pushed me, because there was even a lot of women who came back and like that, they were sin one, sin two, sin three, and they're like, wow, I wasn't going to bother doing anything. But they are so, so important. And I mean, as I've tried to explain to people, the thing is, my smear tests did work. It actually, we proved to the court and everything that it showed on my smears. It's like, it showed that there was something on those smears slides. It was that the wrong result was given to me. Like, they are so, so, so important. So they are, and I will be encouraging my girls to be doing them. Like, they are so important.
How often should women have a smear test?
I personally think at least every year, but I mean, I've had women send me letters that they've been getting, because they were worried, because it's now saying, oh, you know, it didn't come up that you had HPV, so we didn't check your cervix, so we'll see you in 5 years. And they're like, why didn't they check my cervix? I thought that it was like a smear test and that they're checking your cervix. And I was like, well, obviously it's since my time, I said, but they've actually changed that, as far as I'm aware, that they actually check for HPV now, and it's not actually checking your cervix. But I think 5 years is a long time, but I'm not a medical person. I'm not a scientist. I don't know how it all works, but I just feel that everyone needs a full NCT every year. I mean, not just our carers.
Yeah,
I think every person out there.
And the thing about this is, as we know, there's no symptoms. So get yourself checked over, you know, if you've any concerns, or if you haven't been checked in a while, you feel that you've put on the long finger, please go and get your smear test and speak to your GP. They will tell you exactly when and how often you should be getting it. Just talk about the Irish people for a second. And the amazing encouragement and the support. Am I right in saying that you were inundated with messages of support, that it actually kept you very busy in Mexico?
Oh, Jen, like, it was just unbelievable. Like, and I've come home to mountains of cards and letters and gifts. And yeah, over in Mexico, wow. There was one day I sat down, it must have been a Sunday, and I must have given 15 hours to reply to about, I'd say, just over 1,000 messages from that day.
Oh, my days.
And I will always try and reply. And that's, I'm just like, please give me a couple of days, because I might even take a week to get your message, but I will always try and reply. Even sometimes it might only be a love heart emoji. But I'm so grateful, and it's just so amazing. I mean, like, not have my mum here, and it's actually her birthday today. So it is, it's just amazing to have people checking in. Aww. And being so kind to me. It's just, it gives you that push to keep going.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're creating so much awareness. I mean, anybody listening now who thinks, God, I haven't been for a test in a while, or, you know, you just put that into their heads, and that is so, so important. And that's why these conversations are consistently important to have. And it's great to hear that you got a bit of good news. I'm sure that gave you a great boost as well. And I just want to thank you for coming on the show and taking our call and just being a bit of a legend. And I wish you the very best of luck. Will you come back in a couple of months and let me know how you're getting on? We'd love to hear how you're doing.
Absolutely, for sure, Jen. Thank
you
so much.
Lindsay, I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Go and
Bye.
Clean the house now. It'll take you a while, okay?
Couple of days. Stop. Yeah.
Bye, Lindsay. There we go. That is Lindsay Bennett, an absolute star. I just want to mention, I just had a look at the HSE website. You are invited for cervical screening. So if you're 25 to 29 years old every 3 years, 30 to 65 years old every 5 years, and that is on the HSE website. However, as Lindsay said, if you have any concerns or you want to give yourself a once over, go and get checked. There is absolutely nothing stopping you. And just to let you guys know, if you want to keep up to date with Lindsay's journey, you can follow her journey on Instagram. She's available at Cancer with Gratitude. And the details of her GoFundMe is in that bio as well.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.